Thank you, nurse. You may leave us. So, how have you been feeling? Any changes?
No. I just have a question, and if you don't feel like answering it, that's okay. Where is it exactly that we are?
Now this is upsetting. We've been through this for days now. The first day you were here, I went over it during my orientation lecture. You then went over it in group session the next day for 8 hours straight, and every day after for several hours with your private counselor. Not to mention, it's stamped all over my uniform, this desk, and on several signs all over the room. It's also on your wristband.
What is?
Where we are now.
Oh, I have to say I am so glad you brought that up. I've been meaning to ask you about that, about where we are. Did you happen to mention where it is we are now?
I have never seen someone with your injury exhibit your exact symptoms. It really boggles the mind. I know I shouldn't take out my frustrations on you since you're just an injured patient.
That does bring up another good point. What is my injury again? Oh, and one other thing. I hate to just heap these questions on you like the rocks they used to sometimes pile on suspected witches in Salem during the witch trials. That's just something everybody should know. Sorry. I'm off track. Three quick questions, Doc. Where are we? How was I injured? And lastly, only if you have the time, who is it exactly that I am?
Oh my. I really don't have time to go over this right now. I'll try and stop by your room after I get out of surgery this evening.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
Nurse.
Yes, doctor?
Could you take this patient down to see Dr. Goodhappy?
Dr. Medulla, do you really think that is necessary?
Yes, nurse, I do. And let me remind you which one of us went to Busheltown Community College for 9.5 years to get that diploma hanging behind me.
Doctor, there's no diploma hanging behind you.
Damn it! Why does everything I hang up fall down? Nurse, please get going and bring me a hammer. I lost mine. Again!
Yes, doctor, right away. Come along, dear. It's time for treatment.
Nurse?
Yes, dear?
Could you tell me something? I mean, the doctor said he would come by when he's done operating.
Oh, Dr. Medulla doesn't operate, dear. He's a psychiatrist.
Oh, but he said surgery.
Oh, yes, dear. He's having surgery today. He's having some fat removed from beneath his armpits. He's been very sensitive about it all his life. Poor dear. But anyway, I think I know what you'd like to ask. I'm pretty sure because you've asked me the same question every day since you've arrived. Oh, well. First, your name is Cliff, and you have a mind injury.
A brain injury?
Oh, no, dear. Your brain is just fine. It's your mind that's on the fritz. And lastly, of course, dear, as my uniform, name tag, and wrist tattoo states, we're at the Busheltown Mental Health Facility.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I didn't notice. One more thing.
Dr. Goodhappy.
Who is he?
I'm afraid he's another kind of therapist, dear.
I don't know what good it'll do to talk to another therapist if I can't remember anything.
Oh, dear, you don't need to remember anything to see Dr. Goodhappy. You just have to be able to bite down on something and have electrodes attached to your temples. He's a shock therapist, dear. In fact, his office is right over there, so let's go evacuate your bowels and head over to the...
Oh, what was that?
Oh, did you hurt yourself, dear? Oh my, first an injured mind, now this.
No, I'm okay. What's in this box?
Oh, it's another delivery that should have gone next door. You see, the Busheltown Mental Health Facility is next door to the Busheltown Metal Hammer Factory. And when abbreviations are used on address labels, all manner of mishaps occur. I do wish someone would get this giant box of hammers out of everyone's way. Orderly! There's never anyone around when you need them. It's not proper etiquette for everyone to be on a coffee break at the same time. I don't care if this is when they announce the winning lottery numbers on KBSH.
Nurse, what happened to my mind? I know I must have an injury because none of this is making any damn sense.
Your mind injury has caused memory loss, but most baffling to the doctors is that you also appear to have gained a considerable amount of weight, which almost never happens to those afflicted with your particular mind injury.
You know, the weight gain part feels familiar somehow.
Yes, dear. Okay, now we really must go see Dr. Goodhappy.
Do I really have to? I mean, didn't I just have a breakthrough or remembering about being fat like I just did?
Maybe so, but we really must be on our way.
It's just shock treatment sounds so...
Shocking!
I was gonna say extreme. I don't really want to do that.
Oh dear, we mustn't say anything like that. You don't want to upset the head doctor, the chief.
Which one's the chief? Dr. Medulla? Dr. Goodhappy?
Oh, neither of them, dear. Now come along.
I just think maybe we should talk about it.
Dr. Goodhappy! Happy.
Yes, nurse?
Could you help me with this patient?
Of course, nurse. Always happy to help a lovely lady like you, girl.
Doctor.
Just grab him about the arms like this.
Hey, wait!
Settle down, boy. Very good. That's a nice grip you've got there, nurse.
Thank you, doctor.
Now, we'll just drag him into my office.
I think this is a bad idea.
Bite down on this, boy.
Now we apply the electrodes. Is that right, doctor?
Yes, dear. But don't forget, we must first smear the general area with this highly conductive gel. It helps the electricity get right into the injured part of the patient's mind. All right, now the electrodes. Nurse girl, would you please raise the lever on the transducer? Now, we'll simply turn the dial to 8, the prescribed level, and set the timer for half an hour.
Modern medicine is so fascinating!
Now, as our patient is being healed, we do seem to have some time to ourselves, if you catch my drift.
No, doctor!
You know, girl, something about the prospect of making love in front of a hopeless patient seems to be exciting me.
Doctor, that's not proper etiquette, you know.
Oh, yes, girl. I know. And neither is this.
Doctor!
Oh, nurse. Oh, God. Hand me some of that highly conductive gel stat.
Here you are. Say it, doctor.
Oh, you're a naughty nurse.
Dirty doctor, that's definitely not proper etiquette.
Oh, you naughty nurse, breaking all the rules of polite society.
No,
oh.
Doctor, off my etiquette!
Oh.
Off my etiquette! Oh. Etiquette! Oh. Etiquette. Oh. Oh my, how time does fly!
Is it over?
It's all over, dear. And I know you don't remember anything. No one ever does after a session with Dr. Goodhappy.
I have a feeling I'm glad I don't remember that session.
Well.
Excuse me.
Oh, my. Who is that?
Oh, I didn't mean to startle you. It's just me, Sister Mary Mildred of the Convent of the Brothers of the Holy Light.
Oh, I don't believe we've met. I'm Nurse Pebblebucket.
So very nice to meet you. I need some help as I seem to be lost. I had directions to the Busheltown Married Homeless Foundation. I can't seem to find the building.
Oh, this happens all the time, dear. The Busheltown Married Homeless Foundation is next door.
I thought you said the Busheltown Metal Hammer Factory was next door.
It is, dear, on the other side. Now, sister, if you'll hold on a minute, I think I have some of the Busheltown Married Homeless Foundation's mail. You know how confusing it can get when people use abbreviations on their mail. Wait right here, dear. I shan't be a moment.
That's fine.
So, is a nun outfit like a kilt? Do you wear underwear under there?
Never mind that. Cliff, it's me, Sister Mary Mildred.
I know, I just heard you introduce yourself to Nurse Pebblebucket. I guess you didn't introduce me because I'm just a patient with a mind injury.
No, I know you. Remember, I'm a psychic nun? Well, really, I witnessed a murder before it was going to happen and then went into hiding, posing as a choir-directing nun. Then our choir went all the way to regionals and then nationals, and somewhere along the way, I grew to love the life of a choir directing nun. So I joined the convent and officially became the thing I was pretending to be, which I actually knew I was going to do long before I did it because I'm psychic, but that's just my confusing backstory. I'm really here to save you. We don't have long.
Here you go, dear. Here's the mail for the Busheltown Married Homeless Foundation.
Nurse Pebblebucket, I think there may be a mistake. This is a box of hammers marked return to sender.
No, my exploding haystacks, you're right. Oh, I told you these postal mishaps happen all the time. Oh, well, never mind. Sorry to have waylaid you, sister.
Oh, it's no trouble. I'll see you both around, I'm sure. Peace be with you.
And with you. What a nice nun. Now, dear, about you.
What about me?
It's to the peer recreation room for you, for peer recreation. Time to mingle with the other patients, dear. Right over there. Through that doorway. Just walk toward the sound of the radio, dear. I'll see you later, dear. Toodaloo!
You're listening to...
What?
The broadcast home of... Up next, some instrumental music.
Oh.
Ugh, what's that smell?
It's that fat guy over there in the urine corner.
Urine corner?
It's what we call the corner over there with all the urine in it.
Oh, that makes sense.
You want to play checkers?
I don't think I remember how.
It's easy, I'll teach you. Sit down. Now, I'll be blacks and you be reds. Just watch what I do and then do the reverse, got it?
I think so.
Good, I hate explaining things. You're going to the Halloween party?
Halloween party?
Yeah, it's almost Halloween, haven't you noticed? See all the jack-o'-lanterns on the bulletin board?
Oh, I thought those were constipated chili beans. Who made them?
I did, but they only had maroon construction paper and they wouldn't let me have the scissors, so I had to bite the faces out with my teeth.
They're pretty good for having been bitten out.
Thanks! That's funny.
What?
I never noticed that before.
What?
That nun sitting over there who keeps motioning to you.
Oh, excuse me for a second, will you?
Sure.
Sister Mary Mildred.
Cliff, I have to talk to you. We have to figure out a way to save you.
Save me from what? What are you talking about?
Save you from the one who caused all of this.
All of what? My mind injury?
No! Someone evil is controlling your entire life.
Is it Papa John?
No, the terror of the North Busheltown Woods himself. The demon-possessed pig farmer that's known to those far and near as the one and only Hillbilly Willie.
Yes, it was, of course, Hillbilly Willie, the demon-possessed pig farmer from the North Busheltown Woods. He had, of course, returned to the lives of Cliff and Kendall just in time for the scariest night of the year, Halloween. Oh, excuse me, I do hope you'll pardon me for not introducing myself. I am a narrator who has been chosen at random by a certain otherworldly force to relate to you this horrifying Halloween tale that is certain to frighten anyone who hears it to their very core. I also apologize for running so late. There was an accident on the freeway and, well, let's just say where I come from, the traffic is hell. Now, back to the story. While Sister Mary Mildred was visiting the Busheltown Mental Health Facility, there was another more terrifying visitor headed for the Busheltown studio that was now home to Cliff and Kendall coast to coast. A little-known internet talk show / filler program for local radio station KBSH, Busheltown's own Rye 99.
Mr. Snodbauer!
Yes, Candlebauer, please stop shouting. I know we're all under a high level of stress due to present circumstances, but please be courteous, Bauer.
Okay, Mr. Snodbauer, I'm sorry. I just wanted to know when Terry the Temple's going to get here.
She should be arriving any moment, Bauer.
It's just so weird that Cliff's not here.
I know. I keep thinking I see him out of the corner of my eye, eating a handful of candy cones or picking a caramel from his teeth.
I know. When I see Charles the Contractor's truck backfire outside, I keep thinking it's Cliff belching.
Hello, dears. By the look of your faces, I can see you're talking about Cliff.
Yes, dear.
You know, we've done the show together for 7 years. We survived the moves from New York and L.A. to Busheltown, and now this. He goes out for frosting one day and never comes back.
How long has it been now, Bauer?
3 days. If it hadn't been Charles the Contractor's birthday, I would have never had to make that cake, and then Cliff and I would have never eaten the whole tub of frosting while the cake was in the oven, and then he would have never had to walk to the food and more to get more. I'll never forget the last words Cliff ever said to me.
I'm going to get more frosting. I'll be right.
It's all Charles the Contractor's fault.
Undoubtedly.
Of course, dear.
Now we have to do the big Halloween show at the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts with a guest host.
Dear, I'm sure he would have wanted it this way. Have there been any updates from Sheriff Frogblast?
Nothing yet.
Oh, hey guys. Sorry, I spilled coffee on my pants in the truck and I wanted to wait until it dried before I got out. Did Cliff ever come back with that frosting from a cake?
No, Cliff never came back, and it doesn't matter anyway since I stress ate the unfrosted cake the night it disappeared.
Oh, it was so dry, it hurt going down. Like eating a bucket of sand, but I was so stressed out.
It's understandable, Bauer.
Okay, well, Well, I gotta run. I have a lunch date with this woman I met at the truck stop. I should be back in time to patch up that hole in the wall them raccoons made when they spilled that old sour cream.
Well, you're the one that lets the sour cream out when the raccoons could smell it.
Oh, hey, I know I may have said it was me at the time, but, now that Cliff's not here, I guess it's finally okay to say it was him. It was his fault. Alright, okay, see y'all later. Happy Halloween.
Why did he wish us happy Halloween today? Halloween is tomorrow.
Why did he even come in here at all?
With Charles the Contractor, it's anybody's guess, dear.
Charles, I hope you're not trying to get out of work tomorrow. Terry the Temp, it's you, girl.
Hi, everybody. I just got off the bus.
Oh, where was your last temp job?
On the bus. I was the driver. I looped the loop between Smackover and Atlantic City every day for about a week.
Well, Terry, I'm glad you could come and temporarily help us out. I guess you've heard, Cliff is missing. He went out for frosting 3 days ago and never came back.
Hello, everyone. Any word on Cliff's whereabouts?
Hello, Sharon, dear. No word yet.
Terry, this is our new office worker, Crockpot. I mean, Sharon. Some people have been calling her Crockpot because on her first day she brought her lunch at Crock.
I just like a good warm lunch.
She helps us out since Austin started those classes at Busheltown Community College.
What is it, boy?
Oh, it's a fax from Sheriff Fogblast.
Has anyone seen the boy?
No. He says a witness saw a balding fat guy walking on the golf course in the South Busheltown suburbs, but it was just Ralphie Blarp trying to scare away some field rats. There's another unidentified fat bald guy seen lurking around the Busheltown knife store, but that was just some guy who was holding up knifeless people at knife point before they went into the knife store. They caught that guy, though, after he got stabbed trying to hold up someone who was making a return. It wasn't Cliff. I'm beginning to think I've lost my co-host forever.
Yes, things were indeed looking hopeless for the Cliff and Kendall gang. The dark and stormy day turned into a darker and stormier night. It was the night before Halloween, and everyone stayed very late working at the studio, preparing for the next evening's big show. What they didn't know was that they were about to receive a sudden shock. A shock that would admittedly pale in comparison to other shocks they would later receive, but would still be quite shocking initially.
Is everything ready for the big witch doctor number Cliff and I are going to do tomorrow night? I mean, Terry and I are doing? Feels so weird to say that.
I know, Boa, but we mustn't lose hope. We could still find Cliff in time for him to share his perfect pitch with the fans tomorrow night.
I don't know. I read this pamphlet Sheriff Frogblast gave me, and it said most missing co-hosts that aren't found in 24 hours are never seen or heard from again. I just never would have guessed that after all the horrible things that had happened to us in the past 5 Halloweens, that the 6th horrible thing would be Cliff vanishing after going out for frosting one night. I always expected Austin to die, but never this.
Yes, it is shocking.
Hey, everybody. I've got an idea that might cheer us up. I brought this Ouija board from home and thought maybe we could contact someone on the other side and see if they know where Cliff is.
Oh, dear. Did I hear someone say Ouija board?
I just thought that since we were out of other options...
It's just that I'm afraid it's not proper etiquette to use a Ouija board since it may be a tool of the devil himself.
But when I bought it, it was right under the operation game.
My exploding haystacks, don't get me started on that. Did you know the number of botched home operations has risen dramatically ever since operation was first introduced?
I think we may as well try Crockpot's idea. What do we do?
Is everyone here?
Where's Terry the Tim?
Oh, she's napping. Poor, tired, temporary dear.
Then this is everyone.
Okay, we all need to put our hands on this planchette.
This is beginning to feel a little strange.
I'm not sure we should be attempting to talk to demons, dear, but I guess if it helps us find Cliff, it might be worth it.
We call out to the spirits of whoever might be passing through our part of town and can hear this plea.
Is anything happening?
I don't feel anything.
We call upon the... Hey, are you moving that?
It's not me.
I hope it's not Satan.
Is someone there?
It's moving. Yes, someone's here.
Who in the spirit world is contacting us?
Oh my, it's moving again.
T. Y.
L.
E.
R.
Tyler? Who is that?
Oh my word, can it be?
Tyler was Cliff's assistant. He was murdered by a cult member 3 years ago this Halloween.
A cult member who was worshiping Hillbilly Willie!
Hillbilly Willie? I mean, I do believe in Ouija boards, horoscopes, and evolution, but Hillbilly Willy? That crazy story about a pig farmer possessed by hell demons is just a legend, right?
Oh dear, if only that were true!
Yes, Hillbilly Willy is very real, and I would be very worried about him this Halloween, but I guess we've been sidetracked by Cliff's disappearance. I mean, would Hillbilly Willy really terrorize us when we're down like this?
Look, everyone, the thing on the board is moving.
What's it spelling out? E-V-I-L? Evil!
I-S-S. Evil is...
C-O-M-I-N-G.
Evil is coming?
Oh, dear, Tyler's ghost, are you sure?
Perhaps he meant evil is going.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
Cliff! You're back!
You're back!
Oh, my heavenly stars!
I am Cliff, and I am back. But I must rest now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, my. I think my irritable bowels are beginning to register the shock that the rest of me is feeling.
Did that just happen?
Did he just walk into the storage closet?
I am so confused. Confused? Shocked? I wish I could say the confusion and shock were about to subside, but I'm afraid they will only be compounded by what is about to happen next. The strange goings-on in the studio weren't the only strange things going on that night. At the Busheltown Mental Health Facility, Cliff was sneaking around after hours.
Hey, wake up.
What? Who's there?
It's Cliff. Sorry I never came back after talking to that nun. She told me some really weird things.
That's okay. Did you come to tell me what costume you're going to wear to the Halloween party? I don't really want any duplicates.
Well, I was thinking of maybe Batman or Superman or Spider-Man.
Oh, you're way too fat and bald for any of those.
But it's a costume party.
Yeah, but you don't need to wear that much of a costume. What costume would suit you? You can't be Uncle Buck because that's who I was going to be. You could be Jabba the Hutt or Pizza the Hutt. Or you could be Michael Moore if you lost 10 pounds.
Look, I'll just be Norm from Cheers, but it won't matter anyway, I don't think.
What does that mean?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
I need your help. You may not believe this, but the nun I was talking to today told me there's an evil presence in this mental health facility. Now don't be alarmed. We can't tell anyone else or this evil presence, whose name I can't even say out loud or he might hear me. This evil presence might find out, and then it's curtains for us both. Do you get me?
Everything except for the curtains part. Do you mean drapes?
Yes, it's drapes for us both if this evil presence finds out we know. Now, I need your help gathering some supplies for a ritual we have to perform in order to exorcise the evil.
Okay, but I'm so fat I may bump into a lot of things.
That's okay, because if anyone sees either of us up roaming around, we can just pretend we're eating a midnight snack.
Can we really get a snack?
It would definitely make it look more realistic, so yes. In fact, the more snacks, the more realistic it's gonna look.
Okay, let's go get some snacks.
Wait, I need you to get some other things too. They're kind of weird, but I'm sure you can find them. Are you gonna write this down? I need 1 pint of authentic Bulgarian Miak. I need a dead man's toe.
Oh, hold up. I know there's some authentic Bulgarian Miak in the cafeteria, but where am I supposed to find a dead man's toe?
Down in the mental health facility morgue, duh.
Oh, okay, what else?
Candy.
Is that for the ritual or the snack?
Both. So, better make it candy.
Got it.
I've got some other things I gotta find, so meet me in the peer recreation room in half an hour. And whatever you do, don't tell anyone else what we're doing.
As things were getting stranger in the Busheltown Mental Health Facility, things were turning more bizarre at the studio.
Cliff?
Where have you been, Bo?
We just want to help you!
Cliff, why are you in the storage closet?
I was checking on things in storage, obviously.
Where have you been?
In the storage closet.
Before that! You've been gone for 3 days. Terry the Temp left her temporary bus driving job to come and temporarily guest host this big live Halloween show tomorrow night. Where were you?
I was...
Of course, dear. If you'd rather not tell us because it's private.
That's it.
None of this is making any sense.
Candlebauer, Perhaps he just needs some more rest before he can...
Yes, I need more rest. See you all tomorrow.
He just went back into the storage closet.
Hey, everyone, come back to the Ouija board.
Is it another message from Tyler? Wait, should we tell Cliff we're talking to his dead assistant? That'll get him to come out of the storage closet.
No, that's just it. Remember when Tyler's ghost told us evil is coming?
Oh dear, communing with the dead, what's next?
Evil is here. Tyler's ghost said that isn't Cliff at all, but a horde of demons.
A horde of demons? Just like Hillbilly Willie?
Not just like, exactly like. That is Hillbilly Willie. He's possessed your co-host.
Cliff is possessed by Hillbilly Willie?
Oh my. Did Tyler's ghost say how to vanquish the demon?
No. He said he'd get back to me on that. He said it was 420 in heaven, whatever that means.
Oh dear.
Oh, the planchette is moving on the Ouija board again. It's spelling out another message from Tyler. To get rid of the demon possessing Cliff, use perfect pitch.
But Cliff's the only one with perfect pitch around here.
I could give it a try, Bo. You know, I won the Frank Sinatra look-alike contest in 1947.
No, I've got it. We'll play a recording. Cliff sung every song I can think of, and flawlessly. But we have to get Cliff, I mean, Hillbilly Willie, out here to hear it.
It's going to take courage, Bo.
And bravery. Hillbilly Willie could kill Cliff at any moment, or any one of us.
It's another Halloween where all of our lives are on the line. Again.
Mr. Snodbottom, you cue up one of Cliff's greatest hits on the loudspeaker system. I'll get him out of the storage closet.
Oh dear, what will you play?
Oh, I've got an idea, dear. Inspired, of course, by my love for you, girl.
You sweet man, you.
My love for you is like a night-blooming orchid.
Okay, you guys knock it off. Cliff, how about you come out of the storage closet for a second? We're going to do something I think you'll like.
What? Drain the blood of the innocent? I mean, go bowling?
No, even better. We're going to sit and listen to some of your greatest performances.
Me? I'm not really in the mood.
Really? It's what you're always begging us to do.
It is, huh? Okay, Kenny, let's pump up the jams.
You heard him. Mr. Snodbottom, hit it!
This one goes out to my beautiful wife, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. It's a beautiful song from our wedding, girl.
How lovely, dear.
We've tried our hand at love before.
So how do you like that?
Who, me?
Yeah. Anything happening here?
I'm getting a slight headache. Does anyone have any BC powder?
A headache? Is that all?
It's probably due to something in my head. I'll see everyone tomorrow.
Oh, it's back in the storage closet.
Oh, dear.
Why didn't it work, Bower?
I've been communicating with Tyler's ghost, and he said it's because it was a recording. The perfect pitch needs to be live.
But how do we get Cliff to sing if we can't even get him out of the storage closet?
Just as Kendall and his friends were running out of ideas, Cliff and the other patients of the Busheltown Mental Health Facility were about to run into a big problem.
Hey, do you have everything?
I got the Miak, the dead man's toe, and the candy.
Did anyone see you?
Nope, I was completely unseen.
Me too. So far, this plan's gone off perfectly.
Ugh! Patients? Out after curfew, I see.
Dr. Medulla, we're looking for midnight snacks, that's all.
And what have we found? Miak, candy. That all jives with your story. But what about this? A dead man's toe? This seems like work for the good doctor.
Dr. Goodhappy, I don't want any more shock treatment.
No, not for him. This is a job for the big man upstairs. Someone call the chief.
The chief? No, not the chief.
The chief is coming. We have to work fast. Take this stuff and...
Just what do you think you're doing?
And then you do this.
Sound the alarm!
Paging Dr. Clockstone. Dr. Clockstone to the Pier Recreation Room.
Oh good, here he is. Finally, the chief. Dr. Clockstone, I think you need to talk to this patient. He's taken all the Miak from the cafeteria and cut a toe from one of the corpses downstairs.
I am the chief.
Yes, the chief of the Busheltown Mental Health Facility was none other than demon-possessed pig farmer Hillbilly Willy.
I will use my perfect pitch to get rid of you.
Just as Cliff was taking charge of the Busheltown Mental Health Facility, Kendall and the others were getting another message from the beyond.
What do we do now?
There's a demon-possessed co-host locked in the storage closet.
Wait, I'm getting another message from Tyler's ghost.
What's he saying?
It's a list of ingredients and a chant.
Oh, what weird things do we need?
Here's the list.
You know what's really weird? Is that we have all this in the break room.
Oh, get going, dear.
Meanwhile, in the Busheltown Mental Health Facility, the chief, who, of course, was none other than Hillbilly Willie, was attempting to deflect the mighty perfect pitch of one of our fat heroes.
You'll never be able to keep singing long enough to hold me here.
I can sing all night, I can sing all night, like I've never sung before.
Hey, I don't get what's going on.
It's hard to explain, but this is all happening in my mind.
What? But I feel like a real fat person.
You're just a fat
figment of my imagination. I can sing all night, I can sing all night.
I just can't believe this is all happening in your mind.
It is. That's why the male nurse I was f***ing looks just like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Which one? The one right over there?
Yeah. Speaking of, male nurse Gyllenhaal, I think we have to break up.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I know, it will be hard, but...
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to quit
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Hillbilly Willie, this one goes out to you.
I just gotta get you out of my head. Hillbilly Willie, won't you quit possessing me? I just gotta get you out of my head. All this possession is sure is stressing me.
As Cliff's perfect pitch began to exorcise Hillbilly Willie from the inside out, the rest of the Cliff and Kendall crew were also taking action.
We call upon the power of the light and the power of the night. May the demon that is inside my friend come out and let that be the end.
Hosting a horde of demons inside of me.
By the power of the stars and the moon, let our co-host go soon. Go soon.
It's too late, Hillbilly Willie. Now it's too late. Though you really did possess me, these demons inside, they took my pride and cannot reside in my body anymore. Although God knows there's room in my body.
Hey ho, demon, let go! Hey ho, demon, let go! Let go.
You don't own me. Don't think that you can keep me in this place. You don't own me. Just listen to the sounds coming out of my face. You can't just take over my head. I'll fight with my perfect pitch and I'll win. Just you wait and see. Oh, listen to this, you son of a bitch. I'm fat, but not one of your pigs. Okay, I'm morbidly obese, but still I deserve to be free. So Hillbilly Willie, get the hell out of me. Goodbye, peer recreation room. Goodbye, strangely familiar patient. Goodbye, Nurse Jake Gyllenhaal. I miss you most of all.
Yes, with those perfectly pitched notes and the chanting of Cliff's friends, he was finally freed of his horrifying demonic possession. But there was one thing none of them had counted on.
I'm back in the studio. It's really me again. Kendall, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, Mr. Snodbottom, Crockpot.
Don't forget me. I am Hillbilly Willie.
Shit, you're still here. I'll just sing you away.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, no, you don't. I just used my demon powers to gag you. But that's nothing compared to what I'm going to do to the rest of you.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, my bowels.
I think we'll start this Halloween morning off with some good old-fashioned killing. I think I'll start by killing whoever's behind door number one.
But wait, who's not here?
Charles the Contractor?
Terry the Temp?
Austin might be coming back from college.
Oh no, it could be any one of them.
Only one way to find out who dies. Come in.
Hi there, it's your local FedEx delivery man. I have a package here for
you. I hope it's for St. Peter because you're dead, sucker. Happy Halloween, weirdos.
Oh my god, he's gone. Hillbilly Willie just flew away again.
And good news, I can talk again. And I can sing.
Good morning, everyone. I had a great temporary sleep.
Good morning, Terry dear.
Oh no, what happened to that FedEx guy?
Hillbilly Willie happened to him.
Wow, I can't believe I slept through that.
Hey everyone, it's me, Austin. I'm back for the big Halloween show. Hey, what happened to that FedEx guy?
Hillbilly Willie just killed him, and you both better be glad you weren't any earlier, or it could have been you.
Oh, dear, that poor FedEx man. We should really call Sheriff Frogblast.
I'll get right on it, girl.
Oh, hey, guys, sorry I'm late. Hey, what's with that dead guy wearing a FedEx uniform?
Charles the Contractor, why couldn't you have gotten here a few moments ago?
Yes. Hey, what's so funny?
Cliff, it's so good to have you back. I didn't know what to do.
I know. That was a really scary experience. I only have one question, though, and that's... Oh, you know, this is really uncanny.
What is it?
It's a fact from the psychic nun, Sister Mary Mildred. She came to visit me at the mental health facility that turned out to just be the place in my mind that Hillbilly Willie was holding me while he was possessing me.
How did she visit you?
Turns out she astrally projected herself into my brain, and the reason she couldn't come help you guys is all right in this fax. See that paragraph right there?
Oh, yep, that makes sense now. Oh, how did you end up being possessed by Hillbilly Willie?
Well, I was about to go into the food and more for more frosting when I heard someone behind a dumpster say, "Hey, free donuts!" And next thing you know, I'm demonically possessed, so it's really my bad.
Hey, that clears it up.
One thing I was wondering is not how, but why Hillbilly Willie would possess Cliff.
With Hillbilly Willie, it's anyone's guess, dear.
Hey, my turn to ask a question. If Sister Mary Mildred didn't tell you what to do, who did?
We used a Ouija board that Crockpot brought in, and we talked to Tyler's ghost.
You talked to Tyler's ghost without me? Go get that Ouija board, Crockpot!
That Halloween afternoon, Cliff and Tyler's ghost caught up via a long chat through Crockpot's Ouija board. And that Halloween night, Cliff and Kendall and their friends all put on a great Halloween show at the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that, ting tang, walla ding bang. Ooh, ee, ting tang, walla ding bang.
The entire Cliffin Kindle gang had a happy Halloween, and that was the last anyone heard of the demon-possessed pig farmer named Hillbilly Willy. Well, for a while. Happy Halloween!
Once there was a farmer in the North Bushelltown woods. He made his money growing corn and selling off dry goods.
But what he loved the most was his pigs. Yes, he did really love them more than he should that old Hillbilly Willy.
He loved those pigs more than his wife, so everybody said. So it's no wonder that she took the preacher to her bed.
What happened when he found them? I know it may sound real silly, but a horde of demons went and possessed old Hillbilly Willy.
Now he's in the woods searching for his pigs most every night. He kills the folks in his way from sunset through daylight.
He murdered some guy yesterday, boy, it was a real dilly. So watch out or he'll get to you, old Hillbilly Willy.
Now don't get between a drove of pigs and their man. Watch out for those demons too, they're all over this land. And if it's a late October night and the air's a little chilly, listen for the crazy laughter of Hillbilly Willy.
Yes, watch out or he might just get a little killy. That demon-possessed pig farmer, Hillbilly Willy.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.